from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's finally here, Friday, my favorite day of the week, and I have more good news. Camp closed yesterday.
No more open practice.
That's Dave Hyde, and Dave and I sitting up there watching practice yesterday, and I was like, okay, this has been good. This has been a little bit better than the regular practice, but and then last night, Dave, and I heard you say it this morning, you and I were just talking, we both watched a little bit of the Eagles and the Patriots. And I was like, okay, I got through almost one quarter. And I've really figured out something. Unless you're just really, really hardcore. And by the way, if you're gambling on preseason, you really have a problem. I come from that school of, like, what are you doing? What are you doing betting on that game? Because if the Eagles and Patriots are playing a regular game, it probably would get ugly real fast. But so Dave, it's real simple. I realize I don't care about anybody else's seconds and thirds and what it's going to look like. I really don't. I'm like 99% of the rest. If it's your team, you care about the twos and threes and which rookies look good. And right, I think I'm onto this. Chop Robinson, I want to see Chop, our number one pick play. But I realize the rest of the country in the NFL cities, they don't want to watch your twos
preseason
and threes.
Football is increasingly unwatchable from a national perspective. Although I did take some perverse joy in watching the Patriots, and they are going to be as bad as everybody expects. They're forget them. They're gone for this year and gone probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I said when they let Brady go, see you in a decade. And that's what I think. And all the writers up there that I talked to, oh, no, they'll turn. You know. They just did not appreciate what they had in Brady.
Dave, there are sports gods. and the sports gods said that the 20 years with Tom Brady and what they did to us, the Jets, the Bills, and really everybody else. I mean, what Mahomes is doing, they did for almost 20 years. Going to an AFC championship game, winning the AFC championship, winning a Super Bowl, almost winning a Super Bowl, doing a lot more winning of Super Bowls than not. And then if not, getting home field advantage, occasionally they would lose at home, but not very often, but somebody would grab them every so. But it was just a great run.
They went to 9 Super Bowls in 17 years. I mean, yeah, they won 6, but they went to 9. If the Dolphins win a playoff game, people are going to go nuts around here.
Look at the difference of what, and you know the other crazy thing? We actually had success against Tom Brady down here. We didn't have a lot up there.
Tell me about it. The Patriots don't own us. Okay. What I used to tell the Patriots writers, you guys were writing books about your team. We're writing obits about ours. That's the difference.
Yeah,
No.
Think about it. We sit down here, and their topic is who had more to do with all the winning, Belichick or Brady. And we're down here, and our topic is when are we going to win a playoff?
Who has more, Mahomes or Andy Reid? Let's go there. Andy Reid has a chance to catch Shula, a decent chance.
Listen, you're going to disagree with me on this one, but I'm always leaning towards a quarterback.
Yeah,
when
I'm
you get one of those special ones,
right.
That guy, Mahomes, is just he's different level, man. We can debate and whether he's the best player or not because I got more guys. No, the best player is the guy that plays
there's
here,
no
and I'm
debate.
Like, I understand he didn't throw 45 touchdowns last year. He didn't. And I understand he had a great defense, and that defense had a lot to do with them winning. But you got to have that guy because I look at his weapons, and I almost think your team looks at your and goes, you know what? Yeah, our receivers aren't the best in the league, but Mahomes will make them better. He'll make enough good throws, and we got the good defense, and we can do some things. And then Mahomes, at the end of the year, starts running key plays in that Super Bowl, running late in the game, bootlegs, gets outside, runs.
My idea is you need both of them. You need both. Very rarely is a Hall of Fame quarterback, a quarterback in the Hall of Fame that a coach isn't with them, and vice versa. They go. They're a partnership, and they got it working in Kansas. Just like, again, Belichick and Brady had it, and it's amusing to me.
Reed and Mahomes will both be in the Hall of Fame, and then Greece and Danny and Coach Shula, excuse me, they'll all be in the Hall. Well, they are in the Hall of Fame together. So you look at that, and you're right, but. It is hard to do, but I got to tell you, man, I used to be a lot different about that Tom Brady and that Bill Belichick thing. And then when he went to Tampa and wins in the first year with a team that the year before, a first overall pick, couldn't win with, I just said to myself, man, that this Tom Brady thing's real. It's real. The numbers he's put up.
It's harder to find the quarterback. I remember one of the Dolphins general managers years ago telling me, there's five quarterbacks who can every year win the Super Bowl, and if you don't have one in your general manager, you're trying to get one of those five.
I think everybody's saying that more now than ever, because when I was playing, you could have a really good defense, really good running game. Your quarterback had to be good. Now, listen, we played against Joe Theismann, won a championship. Nobody's going to call Joe the greatest quarterback of all time, but we also lost to Joe Montana. And remember a long time there. Remember the old Joe Montana? By the way, is one guy dropped more. And like when I started doing radio, I used to say, hey, man, I don't know where you want to rank Joe Montana, but you need to rank him towards the top. And then he just kind of fizzled out. All of a sudden, all these guys started jumping over Joe Montana. I'm like, Joe Montana
was recency bias. How
really
you get
good.
Older? Remember Bill Russell won 11 world titles for Buck, but he never gets mentioned as the greatest player ever.
No, well, he never gets mentioned, except old guys will come on go, Bill Russell's the greatest player of all time, because we did have some older NBA guys would just say, hey, man, it's about rings. If we're doing rings around and not doing about the centers that dominated as far as numbers go, Bill Russell wins every day of the week. I mean, he put rings on every. He had to get thumb fingers. He had so many, man. He was just tearing it up. Anyway, hey, we got a lot of stuff coming on here on a Friday this morning as we get set. Tomorrow night, the Dolphins' second preseason game. It looks like Coach says a lot of guys are going to play. I don't know how much, but I'll take it. I got to be there the whole time, Dave. I don't know if you're going or you're going to watch it from home. I recommended you watch it from home.
You did. I'm conflicted here. But the question becomes, this is the only preseason game they're going to play, the regulars.
Probably, yes.
So how much do you play them? Especially, let's start here. You're down. Do you play Teron Armstead?
No.
Do you? And so you're down. Two fifths of your starting offensive line, if you count Aaron Brewers out, and will he be back? And or maybe this is the offensive line you have to go into the season with. We're not sure. So if you can't put everybody around Tua, do you play Tua? That becomes, I'm sure, the debate. You got to play. I'd think you have to play him a couple series just to get some rhythm.
I think speed. They do amount of plays. Like it was kind of flexible before. If you have a long drive, it goes 6-7 minutes. Then we don't have very many of those. But if we were to get one of those. Or a couple of series going into to late first quarter of play. And then I'm really curious to see who the second quarterback, if Tua does play, I'm just kind of curious to see. I thought yesterday Mike White threw the ball really well. I don't know. And now I find myself watching. I've never watched backup quarterbacks more than I am now. Say, hey, who? I think I've done that to you. Like, who made that throw? And you go, oh, that was... Hey! I was watching the catch. Who threw that? And then you look back to see who's in the pocket. Oh, that was Mike. Oh, that was Skyler.
Because who is going to win that debate?
And Coach says it's going to play itself out. So far, for my eyeballs, and I know he sees a lot more, and he sees command of the huddle and the right calls. We don't see that stuff. We're watching
watching production.
Yeah. So I don't know, but Coach says for him it'll play itself out, and he's obviously got a much different perspective because he's breaking down everything. He's with both those guys. He sees their psyche, sees all that stuff.
All I know is you wish one of them would separate, right? Don't you? You wish it'd be obvious because when you have two guys that are similar and neither of them have really proven themselves, I get back to Ryan Tannehill sitting there.
I had this conversation with somebody in the last couple of days in the organization about that. And first of all, you got two guys that know the system much better. Skyler's not the same guy he was when he's out in Buffalo in the playoff game, and we're scrounging ways to find, when he's throwing for 150 yards and trying to keep the offense simple for the guy to know what's going on. His rookie year, I'm talking about, when we lost all our quarterbacks, were hurt. And where he is right now, they're going, no, he's a much different guy. Mike's now been in the offense. I just don't think they're going to get rid of those guys. I really don't. And by the way, I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, no, Tannehill.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Clearly better than both guys. So, but he doesn't know the system. I don't know how the organization from the top... Chris Greer knows him better than anybody. I tell everybody that. Chris was here. Chris got to see it up close. Chris was in the meetings when coaches and Chris is in the meetings when Tannenbaum and all those guys are going at it about Ryan Tannehill is our future. So Chris has heard it all. I don't know how much he spoke.
Do we draft Josh Allen? No, we don't want to draft Josh Allen. We're going to bank on Tannehill.
We sure the hell didn't get aggressive to go after Josh Allen.
Do we want Lamar Jackson? No, we don't.
We didn't get aggressive on that one. Nobody was sold on that one.
So, but now you have Tannehill. I think he's
35.
Okay.
Is he 35, 36?
Yeah, I think he's turning 36 this season. But the point being, no, his birthday is July 27th. I remember right around mine. The question, is he ready to be a backup? Would he want to come back to the Dolphins?
That's a great question. So far, Tannehill's planned it around an opportunity to be a starter again, like looking to see, not just injury-wise, but looking to see production-wise, like, ooh.
Look at the Raiders. Couldn't they use – they got a couple career backups. So if somebody gets hurt, look, Minnesota just lost J.J. McCarthy.
I think Tannehill's better than a lot of guys, but I look at Tannehill differently.
Yeah.
I've never thought he was as bad as a lot of our fan base.
I'm with you. I always said, and I'm saying about Tua, he's good enough if everybody around him is good enough.
I've had more issues with the Tannehill away from the field than the one on the field.
The leader. He's not a leader. He's not a
not a
guy players rally around.
No.
Like Tua, they rally around Tua.
Oh, like honestly, this team rallies around him. Fitzpatrick was another guy they rallied around.
Absolutely.
Chad Pennington, oh my God, the ultimate. Chad Pennington throws a party, everybody goes. Hell, the neighbors of the players want to go. Everybody wanted to be there. By the way, that is the greatest test. It's so funny you said that. I go to Russell Wilson's wife because they were clueless in Denver, throws a birthday party. They said like half the team shows up. I mean, that just tells you. It's embarrassing, right? And, you got your guy, your receivers show up, and the backup quarterbacks, and the guy you're affiliated, a couple of the linemen show up.
But it feels like I got to go.
But a lot of guys didn't go, period. And I was thinking, I've only known one guy that did it, Chad Pennington. And friggin' the next day, somebody said, you're not complete. Everybody loved Chad Pennington. I think Tua's that guy. Tua throws that little party. Of course, Mike's got his, they got the team party coming up. But the party, everybody comes. Matter of fact, he says, hey, coaches, 26 coaches show up at Tua's party. No. So anyway, hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here. I got to tell you, man, we're going to get some high school football. We got Mike Florio a little bit later on. I think Bo's coming in at 7. I didn't talk to him yesterday. His brother's in town here. But the big fella, we've got a lot of stuff to talk to him about as well as he gets set for he and Goldie doing the game on CBS. So we've got all that. And then we got all kinds of stuff going on. The Heat schedule. Is that which I don't care about? Like our boy in there is reading all the games. There's 82 frigging games.
You don't go down win loss win.
No, this not like, this is not an
it's a midday show.
This is not an NFL.
We could burn a whole segment win loss win.
This is not an NFL. Look at man, they play everybody. They play everybody at least once.
And there's 82 of them. So
and so you're gonna you're gonna get a chance to see everybody in the schedules court. When you want to play them. I was kind of curious Christmas because that is a day that if we're not playing, then, you can sit back and watch 5 NBA games and 2 NFL games. And the NFL decided to neutralize them, giving us the Chiefs and Steelers and the Ravens at the Texans. Oh, my God.
You won't be watching 5 NBA games that day. You'll maybe a lot.
From about 1 to about 7, the NFL wins in a big, big way.
Dominates.
Yeah. Now, you got, basically NBA games from 12 and some great matchups with from about, 12 to 11 at night. I mean, they give you, they hit you with 5 games, man. There's a lot.
The only question of the Heat is how many games over under does their starting 5 play?
You know what? And I was going to come back. I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, because when we come back, we will talk about that. They're going to run it back with the same core, which means how healthy. And what are we getting from Jimmy Butler? What Jimmy Butler comes back after? Last time we heard Jimmy Butler's name, Pat Riley was ripping him. We haven't heard anything from Jimmy Butler. No shots back, nothing. And Riley goes, you got to play more. You're no good to us. Like, 60's not acceptable. So we'll talk about all that stuff coming up. Hey, as we say good morning to everybody, I do want to talk to a lot of guys out there. I've talked to Dave about this too. I don't want to get anything with Dave, but Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. I tell all my guys, man, when they usually at some point they go, hey, man, and I got it yesterday. Some of the guys giving me the business and, you know, and laugh. I hear the little chuckle. They were all getting ready to go down, and they all started in on the ED and low T with me, and my energy level must be better. And I go, actually, it is. My low T program is fantastic, and ED is gone. Not that any of you guys will ever know about my sex drive, but I will tell you, things are a lot better. And I want to thank Atlantic Men's Clinic here on a Friday. And if it's something that's you're dealing with, constantly tired, irritable, all the things, don't feel like working out, doing a lot less on the weekend except trying to sleep because you're always tired, and your sex drive is gone, I mean gone, to the point you're apologizing, your wife's making excuses for you. If you're going through it, doesn't have to be that way, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic knocked my ED and low T out within just a few weeks. That was 6 months ago. I feel great, man. I feel like I got my second wind in life. And if you're going through it, all I'm saying is check out what Atlantic Men's Clinic is doing. Find out. That first meeting you're going to have when I give you the phone number, and you can learn, you can, you know, AtlanticMen'sClinic.com and check them out. But schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Matter of fact, do it today if you've been thinking about it. Nobody needs to know. Just go meet with them, see if it's something you're interested in. I think the answer will be yes, because you're going to get great results. Six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. They're professionals. The team, the testing they'll do will give you everything you need to know and a game plan. How to get rid of ED and low T is fantastic. That's Atlantic Men's Clinic. All right, welcome back. Thanks, Trev, for the update there. The storms will be in this afternoon, man. Get all your exercise in early, Dave. Dave, you exercising these days? Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel in with us.
I'm doing some cycling, and I'm doing some swimming mainly. I just went to look at a gym, though, the other day. I need to get
You know what's funny? I got to tell you, this is what Bo's done to me. I was pretty good anyway. You've seen Bo's been on a mission, man. I mean, not only with the podcast about health and talking to everybody we talk to about, hey, what are you doing as you get into your 60s and 70s and staying active? And we've had doctors come on and talking about heart and body and everything else on the podcast. But, man, I try to do, even when I'm a little bit tired, you know, like drained from yesterday. I mean, yesterday was, we did a show in the morning. Then we're up there watching practice.
And it's hot, you know.
And it's hot. I mean, you're going to sweat.
We're there the whole practice. We don't take any series off.
No, we can't. No. Well, I guess a good point, Dave. I didn't do anything. No, my big fat ass just sat there. But thanks for saying that. Make me feel a little better. But, yeah, so just trying to stay active and stuff. And the big fella's been great, man. Bo is just proud of him. He is just kicking butt. It might be Mary. Might be a little Mary in there, too. That beautiful wife is. Could have something to do with that. Anyway, hey, listen. This Odell Beckham thing. And we're going to get into the team and break down stuff we're looking at and guys and, you know, and seeing if some guys that have been injured. Guys that, are they going to play well? Everybody's kind of trying to figure out. It's Cam Smith and Eric Ezekama, who our boy Omar just has an absolute crush on. Like, all of a sudden, I mean, he's got this mad crush of camp this year. You know, and I'd love to see Chop Robinson play a little bit. I guess he's been a little banged up, so they've been a little careful with the first-round pick out of Penn State. This thing with Odell Beckham popped up. Hey, listen, I don't think Mike really cares about that stuff. I don't know how much Ann, head of communications, cares about it. So Odell's got a lot of followers. He's been a really popular player going back.
On Twitter.
On the New York Giants. Yeah, social media, he's popular. He knows what he's doing. So the fans, he missed all the camp. You know, again, the teams don't come out and go, hey, if you like Odell, we're going to sign him. He's going to be our number three receiver. But we're probably not going to have him back until closer to the regular season. He's going through a few things where we want to get him healthy. He's in his 30s, and the teams don't have to do that stuff. And then it's kind of up to guess. By the way, same thing in hockey and the other sports. They're not exactly giving us breakdowns of what's going on. Fans, we want everything. We want stuff in the media. What do you think it is? And I think it's a knee. I think it's a sore Achilles, you know. We don't know, and we're doing. But anyway, and sometimes fans go too far because we've been burned the last few years by one athlete. I call it the early 401k program. Come down here and get one last check and live in a great place down here in South Florida. Great for young guys. And so Odell got a little fired up and went, you know, on a guy who works 7 to 7. It's miserable with his job and stuff. And listen, whoever it was, accused him of being Will Fuller, which is, it's an insult. You know, he came down here and dove for a ball and missed like the whole season, collected $10 million. I would just tell Odell this, man. He go, why does everybody care? Well, Odell, I would just say this, man. I don't know if you realize it. We're all pretty excited and all wanted you down here. You're the third receiver. We want you healthy. And by the way, he said, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to be ready. The team knows that's all that matters. The team and my teammates know. Well, that's great. But there is another part of this, whether you like it or not. It's your fan base. We got a pretty good size fan base down here and around the country. And they want to cheer for you. They love you. I just wouldn't turn them off.
You think with those comments. He came back and really went after the guy, you know.
Okay, well, if you want to go after one guy, make sure you really go after the one guy. Although, honestly, Odell, you win every day, which you said. But you win every. You're Odell Beckham, and the other guy's just a fan, or maybe he's not a fan. Maybe he trolls everybody. Who knows? But I saw it. I went, oh man, Odell, just. I bite your tongue on this one, and listen, man, you win. You're winning right now. You win at the end of the season. You win every day for what you've done so far to make yourself popular. He was good. He was really good. Now, he hasn't been as good in recent years because of injury and the way he's used as he's gotten older, and he's had to fight the injury bug.
But well, it's interesting. He's 31. Tyreek Hill's 30. And yet, Odell Beckham's career has, because of, and both are speed guys, right? I mean,
but
in different ways.
One guy's a little different.
And I get it. But it tells you how quickly it goes. He's 31, and he's third receiver now. And it was a great signing for the price and for the commitment. But you want to see him on the field.
That's all.
I think that's what the fan was saying. And
hey, man.
And he might have gone over the line. But here's the point. Odell Beckham has 4.3 million followers on Twitter, and one guy. You can just ignore it. If I'm Odell, why do I need to go after
the other thing is when you have 4.3 million followers, you're going to have some people who are negative every day. Dave, you get it. You write an article, you get blasted for being a dumbass. I say stuff, they send stuff.
Hey, whoa, Joe.
You're a dumbass, Joe. All right, maybe you're not, but you know my
you're
point.
On a, here's the, in our jobs, we criticize people. You got to be able to take criticism.
I like to call it critiquing. It sounds like softer.
Critical thinking.
I'm very critical of
critical
you.
Critical thinking.
I was just critiquing you. Just the softer. It's like calling somebody an ass clown. Now, I used to say the other word, and then the radio station cracked down on it, so I call people an ass clown. I'll give you another word. You call somebody a jerk, like you're a real jerk. It can be hurtful. You call them a jerky?
It's funny.
It doesn't hurt. Like, you're a real jerky. So I've tried to soften some of the words.
The power of words right there, Joe. Good job. That's interesting.
So just a couple of common ones. But you call somebody an ass clown?
So every time you call me a jerky, you were calling me a jerk, really, in your head? Is that what you were
doing? Well, yeah, but, you know, jerk comes across like, you know, you're kind of like, what'd you call me? Yeah, you don't like that. But you call you jerky. You're such a jerky. I mean, it's just a little softer, Dave. That's all I'm saying here as we jump into our show today. So, you know, We got some guys besides the Odell Beckham story. And by the way, he's saying, I'm going to be back. And we've got 24, 25 days till the first game. And really, it's Tuesday of that week. Tuesday of that week is when the team goes, all right, man, we got a few days of practice. Get offense, defense practice in. Get our game plan in. And then we got Jacksonville in 5 days at home. That's when it gets serious.
Does there need to be any rhythm with him and Tua?
Yes.
I mean, they can't
just... Tua said it. By the way, Tua Tagovailoa said, I need to throw to the guy and see how he comes out of his break.
Different answer than we got with the previous guy you're talking about, Will Fuller, and there were like four guys sitting on a beach bingo blanket for practices a few years ago. Four receivers, and you ask the quarterback,
hamstring.
Do they need him? No,
hamstring.
We don't need him. They're fine. It's all everything's good. So it's good that Tua's telling
yeah,
you know, no. No, I need to throw to the guy. I need him out there. So
listen, I don't want everybody turning on Odell Beckham. He is important.
I don't think that's happening. One guy,
I think everybody understands how important he is. I'm guessing he knows. His ego must know, like Odell. A lot of teams want him.
I mean, how important is he? He's a third receiver.
I think he's a pretty important piece. I think it goes 1-2. If Odell looks like the guy that played last year, only caught 35 balls, but that guy, he becomes clearly your three receiver, number three receiver, and the guy that can play outside. But you know, I've also learned this with Tua. Tua's got to have confidence if he's going to throw you a ball. Because if he doesn't have confidence, and Omar's telling me, well, the other guys are never open, that's a bunch of crap. Oh, that's just not true. But he feels comfortable throwing like every other quarterback. I give you a zillion examples. Because Cam Ward is doing just exactly what the quarterbacks before him, going to Restrepo. Every time, when in doubt, I know Restrepo is going to be open.
Who's going to make plays for me? That if you're the quarterback, who's going to be where I expect and make plays?
So Tua would like, I'm going to take a chance even in a little tight coverage and go to Tyreek. That's his number one target. And I think it becomes habit. You get comfortable. You trust him because he's made a lot of big plays. And so anyway, hey, we've got a lot more stuff that we'll get to here this morning as we continue on the show. We got a little high school football a little bit later on with Larry Bluestein. Get you caught up as, my God, that's getting ready to start up, including all our private school and public school powerhouses. We'll get you caught up with some of the teams that are on the move right now as we've got what we call our high school preseason, 1 week preseason before they count, all coming up. We'll get caught up on all that stuff with Larry Bluestein, including the Broward Showcase. That's right around the corner as well. We got a lot more with the Miami Heat. We got a lot more with the Miami Dolphins. But before we do that, you're the quarterback of your family, the one calling the plays and making things happen. But what if something happens to you? Who's going to protect your blind side? That's where an Index Universal Life Insurance, or IUL, comes in to save the game. With an IUL, you've got the ultimate protection for your blind side. It's more than just life insurance, so much more. It's also about the living benefits you get included to keep moving forward if life throws you an audible. Whether it's unexpected health issues like cancer, heart attack, or stroke, or any other financial hit, IUL has you covered. And here's the bonus play. IUL comes with tax-free cash accumulation. Tony Garcia is the man behind the plan. Tony Garcia, the insurance guy, has the playbook to keep you and your family safe no matter what life throws your way. Hey, man, who says it just has to be about life insurance? It can be about right now with that money. Call him now, 305-798-5832. Make sure you've got the protection you need right now for your family. Call Tony Garcia, the insurance guy, 305-798-5832.
My name is
Loser. Say good morning to everybody. Dave High with us from the Sun Sentinel, and we'll get into everything. But first, before we do, again, the training camp is officially over for us, but it's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have you covered. Choose from tons of programs. Learn from top-notch certified instructors. Get the real-world experience. And the best part, You can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make that move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future. Want to thank those folks over there for always having us and taking care of us during camp, and we appreciate it very, very much. We were just talking about it is funny. These coaches can't win. So you were just looking at who's going to play. We saw one game last night, but Friday and Saturday, the rest of the preseason games. So you play a key guy and he gets hurt. You're the coach. You get killed. Why is he playing? Andy Reid really puts it out. Andy Reid plays his guys more than anybody. And they're going, well, the world champs. And I'm not worried about that. He's old school.
And Mahomes wants to play.
They all want to play.
Huh?
Almost all of them want to play.
Yeah. Well, I don't think
Aaron Rodgers wants to play.
I don't think Teron Armstead needs to play.
No, but quarterback-wise.
Quarterbacks, yeah.
I think Tua really wants to play.
And if you have the quarterback playing, you need the whole offense to play.
Yes, I'd put my best guys out there.
You don't want to put your starting quarterback out there with a second-string offensive line.
So damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? Everybody's going, come on, man. It's preseason, but – hey, let's start being like so soft on those guys. Play them. And then somebody gets hurt and you're going, and the same people go, man, that was dumb. Why'd we play him?
Oh, I remember.
Same people.
I remember.
Same people ripping one way and then it goes and somebody gets hurt. You're a dumbass. Oh, my God, that coach should be fired. Wait a sec. I heard you, jerky, a few days ago. Now you change your tune.
No Trevor Lawrence this weekend for Jacksonville, which is interesting. The Dolphins obviously open with Jacksonville, so that's noteworthy. Tennessee and Indianapolis are saying no starters are playing.
But that could mean with the week off in between this opener and the last preseason game, are we going to see – I don't remember from last year. Are we going to see some starters playing that last preseason game?
That'd be the game you don't play.
No.
Because that's the one you want. You twist an ankle, you're not going to be ready for the game or preparing for the game. So this would be the game you would play, I would think, if you're going to play any of them. So, and I don't
hey,
have. I don't
Dave,
have,
I'm just getting used to the new NFL, man. And I don't mean this year, just in the last few years, the game.
The NFL coaches are rethinking preseason football. They've rethought it. But it is fluid in that. The Dolphins have one of the more interesting ones. They're either on the cutting edge of progress, and everybody's going to be following what they do, where they rotate players out in practice. They don't run sprints. They aren't playing in preseason. And it's the only interesting thing to me is the Dolphins are one of the teams has to have a good start. Kansas City doesn't need a good start. They can start off whatever, and they'll be okay. And they're San Francisco, same. But you look at the Dolphins. Schedule-wise, how stacked it is at the end of the season, and you look at the injury situation, their players need to be ready to play. And they play two games in the first 4 days, Sunday, Thursday. Second one against Buffalo, the one team they got to – that's the hurdle they got to get over to get a home field playoff advantage. So they need to be ready to go right out of the block. So it'll be interesting to see. And it's interesting to see how McDaniel and the players, because the players – you know, the players keep saying it's our team, it's not McDaniels, which, again, that's the new
taking
NFL.
Ownership, but it's good to hear. It is good to hear now, I think. I think it's good to hear all those guys talking about, hey, this is on us. We need to take care of stuff. You know what it's a little bit like? It's a little bit like Panthers. Panthers coach said, I get where I don't even talk. Those guys know. They know what they need to do. They know. They know how we need to play.
Well, that's what we say in the playoffs. But at the start of the season, you also heard him say,
"No, he got
I've
after.
Never worked teams harder than I've worked these teams at this in training.
You got me on that one. He did. Paul Maurice did do that. You're right.
Nope. And that's how they're going to do every camp. Because I remember asking him, is that unusual? Was there a reason? This is how we're going to do it all the time.
Yeah. Well, listen, he's a champion right now, too. So, it's a really interesting one because, look at man, I'm selfish. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be really honest. I want to see all your good players play. I want to see them a lot, but I want to see all the guys that are healthy enough to play. I want to see them. And by the way, I'm kind of disappointed. Some guys have been banged up. There's a couple guys I've been really looking forward to seeing, and I'm probably not going to see them. Anthony Schwartz is a American Heritage Plantation, came here, was in Cleveland, got drafted by Cleveland. He can fly. He is a Mike McDaniel kind of guy. Mike loves guys that can run under 10, 200 meters. That guy is right up there with all the fast guys on this team. He was running 10 flat in high school at American Heritage Plantation. He can really run, but he's hurt. Frustrating. He didn't get hurt on purpose, but he's hurt. You can't compete. And you're not a first or second round pick on this team where you get the benefit of the doubt. And we draft into, and we've, you know, put a lot into you. We're going to give you more time, like Cam Smith, who I'm really looking forward to seeing. Calling it a quiet camp. Omar says if you're having a quiet camp and you're Cam Smith, of course, Omar's got guys he likes and dislikes. He's just like the rest of us.
Well, he hadn't been around enough, Cam Smith. He's been in and out, and so.
But he was a second-round pick.
No, I get
it. 12 months ago.
He's going to be on the team.
Yeah, or 15 months
ago. The question is what role and.
But you like to see him get out there on TV where we can see it. If you're there, you can see it and go, hey, man.
Well, the disappointing part of the Cam Smith story is that he was called out last year by Vic Fangio. You got to work harder. You got to know the defense better. Got to be
up.
More professional.
Basically about growing up.
Yeah. And it happens. Not unusual for a first-year guy to have some growing pains in the NFL.
Right.
But this was going to be the training camp in the season where you'd see good growth of that.
Yeah.
And because of the injury, you haven't seen as much.
And you know, for him, now, you're injured. And there's nothing you can. Nobody's ever gone, I got injured. And you're going, you did on purpose. Like, I get he's injured and he can't play. But you talk about getting a fresh start. They got rid of the guy that called you out and wouldn't play you.
And the secondary coaches.
Got rid of all of them.
Yeah.
Sam, all of them. They let everybody go. Sam Madison, you know, hey, Sam, thank you. So, hey, fresh start, new guy, super positive, Coach Weaver. Hey, man, we believe in you. Chris calls him in. I drafted. You know how I feel about you. And this is a great opportunity. X-Man's gone. This is a chance for you to shine. And we just, for me, maybe you look at it differently. So Omar tries to tell me, I don't know why I do. Now I'm doing what everybody else does, whatever Omar says. Now I got to make. So Omar said, well, he's at a quiet camp. That's good. I go, no, you're a cornerback. I don't want to have a quiet camp. I want to see you batting a ball down. I want to see you guys writing about he batted a ball down in one-on-one coverage in a corner. He picked off a tip ball. He was in the right place at the right time.
I was out there. Storm Duck made back-to-back plays on long passes. That's something you notice, right?
Yeah, Storm Duck. I'm talking about Storm Duck because my eye saw back-to-back takeoffs, and he was in great position.
The other guy you would want, since we're on receivers and cornerbacks, is Eric Ezukama. Yesterday, he gets open, the end zone, drops a pass.
Yeah, right open.
Touchdown.
Yeah, whatever the coverage was.
He's the guy. I get why the Dolphins are interested in him, not just because of talent, but you look at the makeup of the receivers. He's a tall one. He's 6'2". You know, Odell Beckham's 5'11", and that's tall compared to the. So you look at he brings something that the others don't, really, is the bottom line. And yesterday in the Redskins, when the Redskins tore up the Dolphins in the early part of the red zone, they were throwing a 6'6 tight end. You know, and Jaden Daniels just putting it up there, and he's just going above it.
No, he did. He had a bunch of red zone touchdown passes. By the way, I am trying really hard not to say Redskins like you just did.
Did I just do that?
You're good in my book anyways, the old NFC.
There should be a jar here I have to pay. I'm still with the Chargers and the Redskins.
So Jimmy and I are getting ready to do. So Jimmy and I are getting ready to do the game. And he goes, man, how many times am I going to say Redskins? And I go, oh, Jimmy, you're good for at least 10 Redskins. I'm going to say 10 Redskins at least. And sure enough, man, we said Redskins more than Commanders. It's just hard to break. Hey, we're going to break here because you know who just walked in the
studio.
Here's
a guy who'll never say Redskins. I know he'd be passing.
Oh, no. Hey, that's a great one. Bo's going to be on the call with Goldie. Goldie's got a chance of not saying it. Bo's got no shot of not mentioning
just
the Redskins
say Washington.
Once.
Never given the nickname.
One time. There's no question. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. Kim Bocamper is going to join us along with Dave Hyde in here. We got a lot to talk about getting set for the game. And Bo's on this health thing, man. Bo doesn't realize how good. Like, I was so tired yesterday when I left, and I go, Friggin' Bo's probably on a bike somewhere. He goes, that ass clown, I got to go out and jump on it. All right, right now I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers here on a Friday. Good time to get out and see what's going on in the SUV family at your South Florida Chevy dealers, Suburbans and Tahoes. Big, comfortable, got a brand new look coming up at the end of the year again. And the Traverse, the midsize to the Trailblazer, the Equinox and the Blazer. Right over to Silverado Trucks. Strong, durable Silverado Trucks. One that's just almost custom-made for your lifestyle. Whether you need a full-time working truck, that's how you make a living, 5, 6, 7 days a week, to the Silverado family truck. Still, hey, Joe, I'm just a truck person. We need that extra space for kids. We got them all for you, man. New and used, low mileage, ready for you. Hey, these are the best overall products we've ever had at your South Florida Chevy dealers. This weekend, if you're starting to look around, plan 60 to 90 minutes and stop by one of our many South Florida Chevy dealers throughout South Florida. Listen to this one. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. South Florida Chevy dealers, together, let's drive.
Lowe's no.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.